The Braisa says an evil spirit goes onto food left under a bed, even if it's in iron boxes. The Braisa says a person should not drink water in the dark on Tuesday or Friday nights because of the danger of evil spirits. The Braisa says if someone's thirsty on those nights, he should say the seven koils there in the parak of Tehillim, which say koil Hashem al amayim, and then he can drink it. If he can't do that, there's another lachash he can say, lul shafan, the Gemara says. If he can't do that, he should wake someone up and tell him, I'm thirsty for water, and then he can drink it. If he can't do that, he should rattle the lid of the barrel on the barrel and then drink it. If he can't do that, he should throw something into the water and then drink it. The Braisa says a person should never drink water from the rivers or ponds at night because of the danger of shavriri. If he's thirsty, he should tell someone else, I'm thirsty, and then he may drink. If there's no one else there, he should say a certain lachash, and then he can drink. The Mishnah said, v'afilu minat tamchoi v'chulu. In fact, of course, an oni has to drink the four kaisers, and an oni is mechuyev in kol mitzvahs just like anybody else. Mar says the Mishnah is teaching that even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that say Shabbat chachoil, limit the number and extent of your Shabbat meals rather than have to come onto tzedakah. He would agree that on Pesach you have to even come onto tzedakah to fulfill the mitzvah of drinking arba kaisers. The Tanya Eliyahu says although Rabbi Akiva says that one should say Shabbat chachoil, a person should still make sure to make some at least some special small dish in honor of Shabbos. Rav Papa says this refers to kasa daharsona. Braisa says Rabbi Akiva gave seven instructions to his sons Rabbi Yeshua. Number one, don't sit in a high place in a city when you're learning, people will disturb you. Don't live in a city whose leaders are Talmidei Chachamim, because they're busy learning, they won't see to the city's needs. Number three, don't walk into your house and certainly no one else's house without giving some indication that you've arrived, knock on the door. Do not walk around without shoes, it's disgraceful. Eat in the morning in the summer because of the heat, in the winter because of the cold. Number six, treat your Shabbos as a weekday, Asrei Shabbat Chachol, rather than have to come on to Tzedakah. And number seven, do business with someone who's having good mazel. Rav Papa explains his last instructions to mean that he should partner up with a person who's having good mazel. It doesn't mean to buy or sell from him, meaning partner up with him. However, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, we learn from a pasuk regarding Eiv that even buying or selling from such a person can be advantageous for a person as well. Mar says, when Rabbi Akiva was in prison for teaching Torah, his Talmud Rav Shimon Yochai came to him and said, Rabbi, teach me Torah. Rabbi Akiva said, I will not teach you. He didn't want Rav Shimon to have to go to prison as well. Rav Shimon said, if you don't, I will tell my father Yochai and he'll have the government punish you even more severely. Rabbi Akiva said, a cow wants to nurse its calf more than a calf wants to nurse, meaning I want to teach you even more than you want to learn, but I won't because I don't want to put you in danger. Rav Shimon said, if it's a calf who's in danger, that's me. So let me risk my life if I so choose. Rabbi Akiva went on to give five instructions to Rav Shimon. Number one, if you want to choke yourself, hang yourself from a tall tree, meaning if you want to decide halacha so that people will listen to you, make sure to learn from a great Rebbe and say over the halacha in his name. Number two, when you teach your son Torah, teach him from Sfarim that don't have mistakes, because when a child is taught a mistake, it stays in his mind permanently. Number three, don't cook in a pot in which your friend has cooked, meaning don't marry a divorced woman while her ex-husband is still alive, because she'll be thinking about him. And others say that it's instructed even against marrying a widow as well, because she'll constantly be comparing you to her first husband. Number four, if someone wants to do a mitzvah and benefit financially from it as well, he should lend money and take property as security, from which he'll keep the fruit as payment, but he'll get the fruit at a low rate compared to the going rate. Number five, if someone wants to do a mitzvah and have a Torah body, he should marry a woman and have children. Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave four instructions to his sons. Number one, don't live in Shechantziv because they are scoffers and will pull you to be like them. Number two, don't sit on the bed of an Aramis woman, which means either that someone should not go to sleep without saying Shema, or not to marry a Geyaris, or to be understood literally because of a story that happened once to Rav Papa. Number three, don't run away from paying taxes because they may catch you and take everything you have. And number four, don't stand in the path of an ox when it's coming up from the swamp because it's crazed at that time. Rav Shmuel said this is referring to a black ox in the times of Nisan. Rav Shaya taught, once you stay 50 amas from a shur town, and just stay as far away as the eye can see from a shur mu'ud. It was taught in the name of a mayor that even when the head of an ox is in the feeding basket, run away to the roof and pull the ladder away from underneath you. Rav said the way to shout at and control an ox is to say hein hein. For a lion is to say zeh zeh. For a camel is to say da da. For a boat is to say hilni haya hila vihilu kolya. Abaye said sleeping on unfinished skins, eating the shibuta fish in Nisan, eating leftover kasat deharsana, having boiling water poured on you, stepping on eggshells, washing clothes and not waiting 8 days before wearing them again, all cause saras. Papa said, one should not walk without shoes in a house with a cat because the cat may have eaten the snake, leaving bones on the floor, and if they get stuck on a person's foot, it can be dangerous. Others say that Papa said, one should not walk in a dark house if there is no cat because a snake may attack him without him knowing and he'll be in danger. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, gave three instructions to Rebbe. Number one, do not give yourself a mun, meaning do not have a case against three people, because one of them will act as the party to the case, and the other two will make believe that they're the Adam. Number two, don't stand by an item in a store if you don't have the money to buy it. Number three, don't have Tashmish, which is the wife, the night that she goes to the mikveh, because Rav said this refers to a woman who swore blood on her seventh day, who dare rice and may go to the mikveh that night. And Rav Shmuel said that he should not have Tashmish with her that night. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda, gave three instructions to Rabbi. Don't go outside alone at night. Don't stand in front of a candle without clothing, because the Braita says that doing so makes a person have seizures, and having tashrish and candlelight makes the person's children have seizures, chas v'shalom. And don't go into a new bathhouse because the floor may give way. Rabbi Shimon Levi said this refers to a bathhouse for the first 12 months. The Braita says, what if someone has tashrish on a bed on which a child is sleeping causes that child to have seizures? However, this is only if the child is less than a year old, and if the child is sleeping near the foot of the bed, and only if he doesn't put his hand on the child's head. One may not go alone out alone at night because the Braita says that one should not go alone on Tuesday and Friday nights because Agras, Bas Machlas, and 18,000 Malachi Asharis go out on these nights. Originally, they would go out every night. However, Agras once met Rav China ben Dois and said to him, if you weren't so revered in heaven, you would be in danger for me now because you're walking outside alone at night. He replied, if I'm so revered, I'm going to decree that you should never come to civilized areas again. She begged him to allow her to at least have some time to do so, so he allowed her Tuesday and Friday nights. A similar story happened when she met Abaya, and he decreed that she should never come to civilized areas. We see that they do come. Mara said, the Shadim that we see come into civilization only to run after their horses who have run astray. But in Echanami, since Abaya, they have no right just to stop coming to civilization.